Welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 2 of Tomo-chan is a Girl. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So, you know, I'm sort of, I guess, interested that Jun would sort of invite Tomo to sit so close next to him. Because on the one hand, I feel like, you know, do you really want to sit all pressed up close to one of your friends if you don't have to? But on the other hand, this is ultimately kind of in line with Tomo's goal if she really does want to pursue some sort of relationship. That said, Jun probably isn't thinking about this all too much, you know, probably not a big priority for him. Wow, you know, I have to say, maybe that still shot of a horrible CGI bus is probably not a good way to really start the episode. But given that the name of the episode has to do with Tomo's skirt, you know, I think it's safe to say that things are not going to go very well. I mean, like, this guy, he's clearly aiming to grab a handful. So, for reasons unknown, Tomo has a bit of a dilemma here. For reasons she can't explain, she doesn't want Jun to find out about this, but she also wants to, get out of this situation. I guess, fortunately, Jun has an eye out for this sort of thing. I don't know, I guess I figured this would be a bigger thing than it ended up being, but seeing as how it's a Yankama, I guess it makes sense that things would get resolved quickly. I mean, even if this sort of acts to embarrass Tomo, this is ultimately, I think, a good thing. You know, Jun really has an eye out for her well-being. And I feel like she's not really, I don't know, It's difficult, because, you know, it's obviously a bad thing that this is happening. But I feel like the pertinent information is that, you know, hey, things are going well with Jun. So I guess it's good that Misuzu's taking things seriously. But, I don't know. I feel like everybody in a weird sort of way is considering the wrong thing, if that makes any sense. I mean, Jun makes perhaps a reasonable suggestion that, you know, it might not hurt to wear slacks instead of a skirt, but, oh, okay. So I guess this is actually a problem, you know? Skirts don't look right on Tomo, according to Jun, so... Oh dear indeed. So I guess in a sense, this is Tomo effectively taking one step forward and three steps back here. Misuzu takes the rational approach that, you know, maybe Jun wasn't thinking about this as clearly as perhaps you are, but, you know, he certainly has good intentions. So here we have it, you know, Misuzu is sort of siding with Jun on this, you know. Why is it that the skirt you wear is so short? And, you know, yeah, you're wearing spats underneath it. But even so... I guess Misuzu really illustrates your point by saying, well, if the skirt's not too short, then why don't you take off the spats? But, you know, obviously they are there for modesty. This is an interesting little look into Tomo's psychology in that she finds the idea of wearing just a skirt with, I guess, you know, only like the cursory underwear and no spats or anything to be repulsive, but that's, you know, that's kind of the standard. Misuzu says so, and, you know, not being a person to wear skirts, I would assume that's the norm as well. You know, it's interesting that Misuzu's acting as sort of a go-between here, considering she's saying, you know, hey, Tomo's not mad or anything. But at the same time, you know, she seems to have stolen Tomo's spats. And if nothing else, you know, this is going to put everyone on edge. So on the one hand, Tomo feels a bit underdressed, and Jun, I'd imagine, is unused to a situation like this. You know, he's gonna have to sort of keep his eyes above the horizon, so to speak. I mean, yeah, this is already pretty tense considering that he's not even deigning to look at her, presumably for risk of causing another issue. And I guess when you think about it, it really doesn't help that Tomo's wearing a really short skirt. So I guess them getting on the bus is also a little bit less than ideal, considering that, you know, all the stuff had happened before when Tomo was more dressed. If she's less dressed now, you know, surely things can't go all that much better. It's almost interesting that this whole bit is sort of provoking like a jealous reaction in Jun. Yeah, you know, I really think that this whole thing was kind of like ill-fated, you know? Perhaps you should walk before you run, you know, if you're gonna abandon the whole spats thing, maybe start with a longer skirt rather than do it sort of impromptu like this. So it's interesting that Tomo and Misuzu are only catching up the next day. And, you know, I guess Tomo would be so mortified that she wouldn't go out the rest of the day after a debacle like that, but... I don't know, like, on the one hand, I guess the reaction is sort of gratifying if it's not the one Tomo was necessarily looking for. Man, you know, at least good on Misuzu for trying to sort of get them to interact with each other. You know, they seem to be just avoiding each other. And, you know, thinking about it, Misuzu really is sort of like everybody's punching bag. And she's sort of everybody's punching bag in a weird sort of way, you know? Like, there's that bit about pushing her into the rain previous episode, but... I mean, that was more funny than anything else, I thought. You know, I'm almost wondering if Misuzu's doing this purely for chaos, because it sure seems to be the outcome. Now, foreshadowing is sometimes relatively subtle, but I would imagine that when, like, a nice, buxom, blonde foreigner arrives, it would seem to me that she would pose a threat or competition to Tomo. You know, this Carol, naturally, I would assume she's going to latch onto Jun as, you know, a friend or a guide or something. And, you know, that's that. Tomo's immediately going to feel inferior, even if, I guess, practically speaking, they don't have too much different between them. I mean, I guess Misuzu's bringing up the salient point in that Carol's personality is really the only thing that sets her apart from Tomo. And it's just sort of like the right concoction to really wrap men around her finger, and that's something Tomo desperately lacks. Although it seems like Tomo has perhaps latched onto the wrong idea that deliberately acting defenseless will sort of fix her problem. You know, it might, but it's one of those things where you sort of have to approach it very carefully. You know, you can't go full bore in one go. Otherwise, it just looks silly. Alright, so that's interesting. So Carol is actually engaged to the guy from the karate club before. Although the way she talks about marriage, it seems more... I don't know, like, juvenile rather than practical. I mean, Carol doesn't really seem like she has too much going on upstairs either. You know, she seems kind of vacant. She's not able to recognize that Tomo is a girl. And I guess that's kind of fair, but... You know, I thought, like, the sort of vacant expression on her face was more of a stylistic thing, but I guess it's, a little bit more than that. So I feel like this is gonna be a pretty big test for Tomo, you know? Somebody so... essentially simple-minded but well-meaning. Now, that's not a deserving victim of physical violence, which is really Tomo's sort of first resort here. Alright, so it's interesting that Misuzu's sort of, I guess, mimicking Carol, presumably because Tomo doesn't realize that Misaki might want something to do with Tomo, and therefore is sort of a tacit threat to Carol. Yeah, it seems like there's all sorts of interesting conniving behavior going on. So it's almost interesting that Carol is sort of displaying a bit of cunning here. I mean, maybe she's not, like, actually clever, but she's certainly, I guess, kind of malicious in that she's trying to defeat Tomo in her own words. It seems to me that this whole thing is basically just a big misunderstanding. You know, Misaki Senpai from the Karate Club. Carol seems to think that he and Tomo, I guess, have a relationship, which in a sense they do, but so I guess, as is natural, it would seem as though Jun is misunderstanding everything that's going on here. I guess Carol's simplistic language sort of doesn't really help either. It exacerbates the situation. But he seems to think Carol's talking about a fist fight when in reality she's talking in more metaphorical terms. And also, she's not mentioned Tomo by name. So otherwise, I don't think Jun would go along with anything like this. So given that he and Carol are now presumably training, this is going to light a fire under Tomo. So it's interesting that this was all Misuzu's doing, presumably to spur Tomo into action here. You know, obviously she's not saying it out loud to Tomo, but and she really is devious here that she would sort of manipulate events like this to get people to start acting rather than just sort of wallowing in, you know, self-pity and all that, as people are wont to do. So, Jun doesn't really know what's going on. He thinks he's just, you know, training her for a fight. And boy, does he have his work cut out for him if she can't run for more than, like, 15 feet. Unfortunately for everyone else, Tomo is also apt to take out her frustrations on the other members of the club. Oh, dear. So, you know, I guess just looking at her, Carol doesn't look like she's in bad shape, but she can't really do any kind of physical activity. You know, I guess, like, thin though she might be, you know, there's no muscle mass there. I mean, she can jump rope, I guess, but, you know, it seems like it has more deleterious effects, similar to when Tomo just wears a skirt. So it is telling that Tomo, now finding out everything that's going on, she's just sort of berating Jun. So I guess, you know, Carol can't really do anything, but you know, it's interesting how she just sort of gives up, and I guess she had no real stake in any of this. So I guess, as could reasonably be expected, if somebody so airheaded is in a foreign country, you know, I guess it only makes sense that she's, you know, rich enough to have a personal driver and a limousine. I mean, I guess to her credit, Carol did hold up her end of the bargain by offering cake. Man, Carol really does lead a simple existence here. You know, she doesn't have any friends, she doesn't know why, and it doesn't really seem to bother her too much. So naturally, Misuzu wants to keep Carol around as a strategic asset, by which she can further influence events and sort of control the outcome. You know, on the one hand, Misuzu really is devious. But on the other hand, she is sort of acting towards a noble goal. You know, if nothing else, there's something to be admired about her determination, if not her methods. It is also kind of interesting how they sort of, like, give a little bit of insight into her past about how, you know, she's never really been able to make friends. And I find that kind of hard to believe, because, I mean, by the standards of the show and by everyone's admission, she's very beautiful, so I feel like if only for that reason, she should be able to at least make one friend. Well, it would seem as though she has made a friend, and it's interesting that she almost regards Tomo as an angel for having the good grace to just, you know, sort of put up with her. I mean, Tomo at the very least seems to be doing it out of the goodness of her heart. Misuzu just sort of sardonically mentions ulterior motives, and, you know, nobody really bats an eye at that. Okay, so it's interesting. It seems as though Jun really doesn't notice anything about any of the girls, you know. He just sort of says, you know, oh, I'll take your word for it, Tomo. He doesn't really say, like, oh, you know, they're actually cute or whatever. He just kind of blows it off. Very interesting. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.